that I've tapped.
It doesn't even matter about. Doesn't matter about.
You tapped
about.
It like the boohoo purchase that you
shut
did
up,
the
you
other day.
Cat,
like, yeah, man.
That boohoo. That boohoo.
Fabs, did you buy boohoo over there?
This is boohoo.
He buys boohoo.
What's boohoo?
This is boohoo.
That ain't boohoo.
This ain't boohoo.
This is definitely boohoo.
No, it's not.
That's Fashion Nova, man.
What?
This is old, bro. This is so old.
You wear Fashion Nova?
This is before ASOS.
Do you wear Fashion Nova?
Fashion Nova?
Yeah.
That's American.
Nigga
Nova.
You can, still get, Fashion Nova out of here.
What?
Shipping must be yeah. mad. I don't know.
Shipping,
surely not. You can't get fucking
shipping must be
mad, here. But if you want it, innit? You want it.
Rats has that Fashion Nova.
I know, Rats knows, though. Rats is talking from mad experience right now.
Bear Man, as you highlighted, Bear Man are just wearing beef now.
Yeah, bear boohoo gums.
But if,
bear boohoo gums. I saw a boohoo pouch the other day. I saw this guy with like a shoot-off with a boohoo pouch. I was like, nah, this is crazy. I need to get off this trip.
Like what? Is it new Nike then? Like,
No. If
is imagine, it the new Nike?
If Primark will send you free stuff, then you're going to wear it, innit?
No.
They ain't getting sent.
No, but like... But
these are Dons that are purchasing.
No, I'm talking about... No. Obviously, not Dons on roadside.
The difference is, yeah, is that Primark don't sell bags with the name Primark on it. It's something else. They have a brand within the brand.
Primark.
Yeah. Like, it'll be Atmosphere.
It'll be Primark.
That is like Atmosphere.
Yeah, Primark, like Atmosphere in it. That's
Atmosphere is the brand within the brand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Atmosphere, yeah? Because I've seen Atmosphere in there, so they'll probably have Atmosphere along the bag. But like obviously, boohoo and ASOS, they have like branded shit.
But
so it must have like the.
Yeah, they
like,
ASOS
but what?
They're like the new fucking.
They got ASOS gym tees now. Like it says.
We can talk about ASOS.
Yeah, I've seen that.
We'll talk about ASOS later. Actually, that's
ASOS
are
well established.
That's an issue. No, they're an issue now.
Are they? Why?
They're selling some garments.
Same bandus.
Anyway. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Spare Change Podcast. We've got myself here, Fabs. Over to the right of me, we have...
Rax.
And then over to the other right of me, we've
Luke.
Got...
Luke, yeah. Other right. Are you all right?
Say your real name.
Luke.
Huh?
What's my real name?
Kit Kat.
Oh, wow.
Say your real name, man.
Nah, don't
my name's Luke, big man.
Nah, don't even rise to that.
So we got...
Man call me
so
Kit.
We got Rax and Kit Kat. And... Yeah, man, welcome to...
Niggas are calling me Kit Kat.
Oh, so my God.
The Kitty Kat.
All right, fams.
Love to all the Spotify listeners, all the SoundCloud listeners, Apple Podcast listeners. Welcome to the... If you're new listening to the podcast, welcome. Hopefully you enjoy. Hopefully you learn some shit about us and about everything and that's going on in the culture. But yeah, man, we're here. What's going on, Kit Kat?
What's popping, man?
How's your week been?
I'm not even responding to that. Call me by my real name. Why are you calling me Kit Kat, by the way?
What's your name?
Why are you calling me Kit Kat? Give the listeners a backstory to Kit Kat. Why am I Kit Kat? Why am I Kit Kat?
Freak man, yellow shoe.
I know why I'm calling. I know why.
You tell it, man. I'm
not claiming Kit Kat.
You're claiming Kit Kat.
I'm not claiming Kit Kat.
You wanted the backstory. You wanted them to give you the backstory.
Yeah,
the backstory.
Clearly, I'm not intended. The backstory. All right, cool.
Tell me, you
don't care anyway.
I don't care.
Luke eats cat from the back.
He's been saying it for a long time.
He likes eating cat from the back. Take that how you will. Whatever. The first thing you're probably thinking is exactly what it is.
Mazzolini.
So Luke eats cat from the back. And so naturally, his name's Kit Kat.
All right.
The kitty cat.
Are you done?
Came up with it.
I didn't come up with a nickname.
You kind of did. You gave me the inspiration.
He definitely did.
You definitely gave me the
inspiration. He gave us the back story. Yeah, he gave us the back story. Let me put that. We spun it off. Spun it off for you still.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
What would you give yourself as a name for that?
A name for eating cat from the back?
Yeah.
Cat in a hat.
Wow.
The cat round back.
No, the cat in a hat.
The cat round the back.
You're moving.
The cat round the back.
You're moving mad.
The garden cat.
Wow.
I don't know, like, it's bare names we could give you. The garden cat. The cat round the back.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's it. That's two names you gave me.
Well, the first time you tried it. From the back. What made you think, okay, let me try this from the back?
I was like, alright.
What made you want to try it from the back?
Slack.
You want to switch up?
Yeah, man. You just switch out sometimes.
What'd you tell us? Switch it.
Switch it. You know, we started with this. You know a football team has to come with different tactics for different, like...
So you're Pep.
Pomola, you know? You need to, you need to come with different tactics for your...
Switch it. Switch up.
For
how does that even start? Like, what happens? Is it kind of like you're... Like, you have her in a certain position and then it's like, alright, let me just float down and...
You have to prep the doggy, man.
So you're prepping the doggy.
It's prepping the doggy.
Right. Okay, I got you.
So then, obviously, that went from the
smooth sailing. No, it's not. It's a smooth transition. It's
like
a smooth transition. Like,
so wait, you just move down and then you're back in. It just goes in and
I'm doing the most right now. But yeah, it's smooth transition.
It's not really smooth though, is it? It's not missionary, it's
with your dogs, you know. Bro.
Man, hey, good luck to that still.
Anyway.
Bro. Anyway, right?
Guy in the Isle of Dogs.
ASOS.
Anyway, okay, right, back to ASOS. So yeah. ASOS are selling crop tops now.
They're bandus, not crop tops.
No, there's crop tops, man.
It's a band.
They've got crop tops as well. Though. It's got to be other places.
Is there crops?
They're crop tops as well.
Mazza.
Crop hoodies. I went on there looking for a printed hoodie today and there was a crop hoodie. And the guy had his belly button out.
Nasty.
Wait, what's your man's... What's your...
Nasty. Yo, it can't just be ASOS though. It's got other places.
No, it's ASOS.
Mainly ASOS because like, every time I go in there, I've seen like peculiar clothes, like garments from like men.
Why has it got to be peculiar though?
Because it's... Well, I wouldn't wear it anyway. I personally wouldn't wear it, so that's peculiar to me.
I don't mean it's peculiar though.
But who's...
It's peculiar to you.
It's peculiar to me.
Right, I
can't see myself in a bandeau. That's mad. Do you know what a bandeau is?
Nah, what's a bandeau?
It's a corset.
It's that thing. You know that thing that I sent in the group?
Okay.
It's that one. That's where you know, like that.
I don't know why you don't put that in the group, though.
Huh?
I was scared.
Why you are you scared? I put it in the group because it was answered. That's what I was doing.
It's hot topics. Hot topics for our listeners, you know?
But I hear you still, but like, listen.
It's mad.
Right, but like, okay, because you're not feeling it now.
Personally, I wouldn't wear it. It's not for me.
You've got to have mad confidence, dude. Think about wearing that.
Think about it. It's mad hot, but you don't want to show your whole body.
Just want to show your...
Man's got my pit. I got my pits indoors and my belly outdoors.
Yeah.
Nah, man, that's mad.
You're talking about a crop top, innit?
Yeah, that's mad to me.
Yeah, that's a mazza.
Are you talking about a corset?
I'm talking about a corset. That's mad. Either.
Why is a guy wearing a corset?
Listen, yeah.
Would you wear it?
No. I would not wear it.
So you don't think it's peculiar, though?
No, no. I just think that, you know... I'm not shocked by it.
Do you think it's gonna appeal to people? It's gonna appeal straight men.
Yeah. There will be some straight men that will wear it. I don't even think the guy that was in the picture is gay.
I don't think he's gay. I think it's part of his gig.
He got forced to wear it.
No. I don't even think he got forced. I think it's part of their gig that they have to wear and do things that they get presented with to build their portfolio, isn't it?
He's an ASOS model.
Yeah, so. So
I don't have to. Like, they will ask who would want to do this, and then he'd be like, "Yeah, I will do it. I'll do it."
And now his face is everywhere. I saw him on like American blogs and stuff.
I mean, like,
so
yeah, what? But I think it's not for the American straight guys. We don't think straight guys would wear it.
Where
for bants, maybe for bants, like for banter, but like, what? Not even I would do it.
I don't think it's bad. I think it's but like, it's kind of cross-dressing, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I personally think
only time I'm seeing a straight dude wearing cross dress is definitely for banter. They're not wearing.
Yeah, but no, but like maybe it's something like they're trying to cross it over. Like they try and cross over bear shit, like where it's not cross dressing, where it's like it's actually normalized, where it's a unisex thing now.
They have Megan.
They're trying to make that into a unisex.
They had Megan's in it before. They had Megan's.
Megan's. Oh yeah.
They had Megan's before, innit? So
yeah.
So that
faded out, but mad quick.
Yeah,
no one wears that.
It never caught on, but there's bear shit that people thought was a certain way, like, and then.
But I personally,
I said skinny jeans in the group.
Yeah, skinny jeans. No, but skinny jeans are different in terms of, like, they made it.
What's that?
I think they made it comfortable in terms of the actual wearing skinny jeans became comfortable. Like, there was space for your piece and whatever. Like, the material was good enough that it wasn't going to affect your thing.
Mm.
It didn't look like you're wearing Megan's.
And that's a different extreme, though. It's a different extreme wearing a skinny jean and wearing a bandeau is completely different.
Okay, so, yeah, as a piece of clothing, jeans are unisex to a certain degree.
Yeah, unisex.
Jeans are unisex to a certain degree. You're slapping a crop top and a corset. And how's that going to become unisex? Like, all right, and if they're going to promote this... Have someone that's a cross-dresser promote these kind of things.
No, why?
B- Because it clearly, like,
no, because that doesn't represent everyone.
Nah,
I think
that doesn't represent everyone.
Who does it? So who's? I personally can't see a.
You have to, when you're promoting those type of things, you gotta have someone who could just be anything. They could be gay, they could be straight, they could be
true,
they could be a crossdresser in their private time. They could just be anything.
So, that's what they've done with that guy at school as well.
I just think. Without me being straight up, I don't think any straight guy is gonna wear that.
They would be 100%.
That would willingly wear that, no.
100%. There is, though. Bro, even recently, like, what was the thing that, was it the romper?
What's the romper?
What's that?
Where it was just, like, this one-piece thing that guys were wearing. Like, this one-piece.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. The thing that the girls wear that zip up from the back.
Yeah. And guys were wearing
it's a short, it was a short and, like, shirt. Or t-shirt thing,
yeah.
Connected all in one that girls wear from the back.
So, and zip it up. Guys were wearing that. So this is what I'm trying to say.
That was like a thing last year,
and they were just wearing it.
It was a thing last year, still. Like
romper,
you know, like a.
It was a romper, really. But like they were wearing it,
like a short and a t-shirt thing, I'm all attached into one, and they'll zip it up from the back. That's what like.
Romper clothing. I don't know. I can't even find it.
I wouldn't even be surprised, but like, either way, it doesn't matter. But like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not surprised. Like, it might not be something that catches on because, as I say, like, you know,
you said it's like a onesie.
What with shorts?
I guess so.
You mean like this? That. It's like this, but for men.
Yeah,
yeah.
It basically looks like that.
Nah, what? That's mad. Is that what guys are wearing?
We're wearing last year. Yeah, it was hot in the streets.
Yikes! I didn't see no guys in that store.
Oh
no. Oh, I see it. Boohoo man do it. Oh, no wonder.
Rex.
No wonder.
Oh, let me see.
You should relax, know about bro. It then.
Come on, promo you might not do them too much.
Promo
you
called Rex. Like
mad. You might not do them a lot. Like, you
what
might not.
What are we saying that's wrong? What are we saying that's wrong? Luke, this tell me.
I just said Rex. Wrong. I just said Rex.
Wrong.
I said Rex, you know.
Nah, man. This is mad. You can't wear that. Look at that, a whole new one.
A onesie.
How'd you even get into that? Like, how would I get into
it's
that?
It's got a zip at the back or something.
Yeah, like a onesie, isn't it? You jump in.
I was about to say about the front. These. Okay.
You jump in.
I said you jump in, no.
Rex, you're going to grab one of those for part life.
Whoa. You're even mad, man. Whoa. I am nonsense, that nonsense.
Whoa. Oh, shit. No, but yeah, like, I don't know, but I just think that.
You think you can see guys in it a couple of what?
I don't think there'll be a lot of guys in it, but I think definitely there are straight guys that would wear
it's gonna
it.
It's going to die, man. It's going to die.
But hopefully it does. It's not really like, it doesn't look, it's kind of unnecessary, to be honest.
But you know how these...
If you want to wear stuff like that, you can wear stuff like that. I don't care if you do, but it's just unnecessary. It's like, you don't really need to make that stuff for men. Sometimes some things are for women.
A lot of these fashion things are trolling now, aren't it? So I think, obviously, they were doing it with racism. Now they're doing it with... gender-specific clothing. They're trying
it's
to...
Get talking, innit?
We're talking about it now. So I think it's like a troll on their part. Like, obviously, everyone worldwide knows, if they didn't know who ASOS are now, they know who they are for what they've done with this scenario. So, like, I think a lot of these clothing things, they do it for notoriety and trolling. And they know who their demographic is, and they're going to continue to buy their clothing no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It is what it is. I'm not going to purchase one anytime soon or ever, to be honest.
You sure?
I know you are.
Me?
Yeah.
What's me?
I can see you in the romper.
Please don't ever tell me that you're imagining me in something.
If you told me, if you can pull up in a romper, I'll say,
So you're imagining me in a romper?
No, I can.
Don't imagine me in.
He's imagining you in a romper still.
Don't imagine me in that, big man. I don't want to. That's disgusting.
He wants you in a romper still.
Yeah, no, that's see. This is what I'm saying.
Romper, pop, pop.
Come on, man. I'm scared. I'm scared now, Rex. Still, I'm pretty scared.
Are you scared?
Huh? Why is it about doing me in rompers?
No, not seeing you in rompers. I said I can imagine you pulling up on a romper.
When I say pulling
that's
up.
That's the same thing.
pulling up with.
What's the difference? What did we say that was different?
Man can imagine you pulling up.
Hello. That might be worse. That might be worse.
That's loud. You might always take things left.
Man wants to see you pull up with a romper.
Whoa. Let's get out of this conversation, please.
Anyway,
I've always left. Like, I've always left for you, man.
Anyway,
but you man gonna leave a fucking review on Pussy Yelp?
Pussy Yelp.
Yeah.
No. No, what is there pussy Yelp?
Yeah, it's basically a place where you just say about.
So there's like cool. So obviously Yelp is a place where you leave reviews. Yeah.
Are niggas guys pussy
now,
shit.
But now there's a place called Dick Yelp. So girls leave reviews on guys' sex game, basically the whole sex game.
Where's this located?
It's on Twitter.
I don't own Twitter, but
personally, at the moment, I can only find pussy Yelp. I will.
I found it.
Yeah, you can basically do the same thing.
Give us some of the reviews. Read some of the reviews from it.
Oh, account suspended.
Oh, my days, it suspended the account. That is crazy.
Oh, mate.
Oh, no. Ah, oh, shit. Well, yeah, basically, you know, it's just like, so one of them that I saw was just like, so, okay, cool. So they tagged the actual girl. Tagged the girl and then they say, yeah, she spat on it. She deep throated it. Yeah, man, she's a 10 out of 10, man. She's amazing. Like, and then you see the review. And everyone see it, they can click on her thing, and obviously, you know what I mean, like, see if they
that's
can
match. And then DM the thing.
Wait, hold on. So Dick Yelp still up and running, but Pussy Yelp got closed down.
Yeah, yeah.
What's Dick Yelp saying?
Dick Yelp is niggas are getting just bare reviews of niggas.
Yeah, read one.
Let me find one. Just bear with me. It's not in the timeline. I need to look further down. Talking about body counts, transferring energy.
They're going deep with it. That's deep. That's real deep.
Yeah, I'm looking for reviews.
Dick, yep.
Okay.
I don't find it. How did you find it?
They tagged someone called Jones's Chick SK, gets a 6.5 out of 10. He talked a big game and said he ate pussy. But Rex says it's you. He talked a big game and said he ate pussy. But when the time came to fuck,
I said talked a big game and then he thought, what? How you been drinking? How you been drinking, blood?
So basically, he was saying that he licked pussy.
He talked a big game and said that he ate pussy. But when the time came to fuck, my pussy wasn't licked once, which was disappointing. the dick size is good, decent size. Plus he's like 6'6", which adds to the sex appeal. Rex, this ain't you. Pause in terms of height. Knowing more about him, now I would def hit it again and hope he brings more of his freaky side into the bedroom because I love that kind of stuff, but felt our sex was kind of vanilla. He definitely had the potential to get a 9 out of 10 with me on the right day. Oh, these are jokes.
No reviews.
Let me see this. So... Dick Yelp, ladies, if you need to, mate, you need to dash ladies, a review up about a guy.
One of the ladies you
dash
beat
it up on Dick Yelp.
Me?
Yeah, one of the ladies you beat probably gonna slap them on there.
Review me. Go for it.
What?
Go for it.
What would you do if a ting actually slapped your review on the page of Twitter? What would you do, bro? What would you do?
That's my girl's problem now. I'm a girl's problem now.
No, alright, cool. So here's another one.
I'm saying in terms of whatever review I got. So that's my girl's problem now. So if I'm a free, I'm from a free out of 10. She's getting a 3 out of 10 penis then.
What you say? What you not saying?
I'm saying, what would you do like if a girl slapped your review on this Dick Yelp?
I'll have a good review still.
No, I'm not bringing up my review.
I'm saying about your review. I'm saying, what would you do if she slapped
the review? And I just
be all right.
I'll be all right with it. I'll be all right with it.
Mine would be good still.
I just thought it would be hilarious.
No,
I ain't. You don't want your review out there?
No, why not? But it would be good.
My review would be decent, but like, do you know what I mean?
Just decent, yeah?
Mercury.
No confidence. Zero confidence, boy. Now, here's another one, yeah? We'll do this last one. So, this girl, yeah, she's here for just shits and giggles.
Yeah, I got to that one as well.
Double back to this body in the summer. Chris Styles.
I was gonna say
Chris Styles pipe. This nigga is a certified freak. He's with the shits from the jump. Filling up on you and playing with you from the very beginning. He's got a huge length and width and filled purpose. These bitches are writing.
They're freaky.
Jesus Christ. He gave out amazing strokes from the back, but he really enjoys giving it. These not rats. I didn't. No, I'm joking. It's Chris Styles. Really, it's Chris Styles. It's Chris Styles. I didn't mind because he was a Manscaped. This is ridiculous. But anyway, she gave him an 8 out of 10.
Wait. Rax, Fab, is this you? Wait, he's definitely a talker and listens to R&B music too. Only downside is nut was just. Only downside is after his nut, he's just like, whatever. Not that I care too much because I knew that I was going to be a damn nigga by more discreet.
I said, is it me? You're dumb.
Well, because he listens to R&B.
Relax.
And the non-pussy eater. You got,
and talks a lot.
Do you mind? We've had this conversation. Like, do you mind talk during?
Nah,
during intercourse.
Yeah, talking like that.
Nah, not really.
I think I need to maybe
integrate.
Integrate that into my game.
What are you gonna integrate?
The talking, man.
What would you say?
Natural, like, bro. You could integrate.
Obviously, like naturally, but
what would you say? Like,
I don't know what I would say.
You like that?
No, that's weird. That's weird.
You like that?
I've been at the insecure at one point, and I asked, "Do you like that still?"
What?
I asked if you liked that one time because I was being mad and insecure, innit?
She
can say yeah at the time, innit? It doesn't mean just yeah.
Yeah, like, if you're asking her questions, can't be asking mad questions.
So you know what I was going to get, like.
Usually
you ask it when they're kind of like, they're definitely enjoying themselves. They're about to just say it anyway. Yeah.
You're about to bust.
Bust that big that big nut. Cool. Anyway,
this is ridiculous. This place is ridiculous. Go on.
Seeing as we're talking about sex, do any of you man watch Love Island?
I watched the first episode. Not gonna lie.
How's it going? Because I don't watch that crap.
Do you know what's funny is that one of the dudes that Sharif dude, my boy knows him, innit?
Yeah,
boy knows him.
Oh, the black brother.
The black brother.
He's trimming.
He's getting heat.
I saw on social media.
Where I look, he's getting heat from left, right, and center. I saw a thing say, "Oh, I hope he wins because he held me 100 pounds." I saw another thing said, "Obviously, got busted feet."
I saw a picture of him. The feet were crazy.
I feel sorry for him. He's getting grilled.
I saw a picture of him in like a sideways hat. And baggy clothes, and they said, "Is this your king of South London?"
Nah, I'm even mad. He's from Lewisham still.
Yeah,
he's from Louis.
He's a young'un, isn't it?
He's young as 20, 21.
Why did he go in there with that trim, though?
What's he got?
No trim.
No, he's got trim.
No, that weren't a trim.
It's got trim, I think.
No, it ain't.
It must be
trim.
On
that.
It must be just finished. Alright,
there's no trim, trust me.
Let me pull up the pictures from these guys, because...
Anyway, what else has been happening in the Love Island house? Because you're going to be our Love Island
update. So basically, there's one brother, yeah?
There's
some white brother. So yesterday, I was watching it for a little bit, and the brother... So they basically do a bit where they get to, like, pick a girl that they want, yeah?
Oh, and he stole.
The recouple.
Yeah.
So then he steals... So this one... So the brother that's doing... The two brothers that are doing... So one picks the girl that he likes. Cool, she comes over. And then the other brother, he steals a girl from some next brother. And the brother's just mad hurt. He's just like... Oh, like what? Like, but I've been in there 3 days! Like, they're in there for 3 days! And this nigga's already in love, like... Man's a bunny boiler. Like, what the fuck is he doing, bruv?
Did he not cry? I didn't watch the episode.
I think he might have cried.
I saw Tyson Fury's brother, isn't it?
Yeah, I think she left him for Tyson Fury's brother.
Yeah, why wouldn't she?
This brother is macking. What kind of screams? Anyway, listen, yeah. So I'm confused. But listen, yeah. Take that off. What is that, bro?
Leave my phone alone, bro.
What is this? Is this the stock thing?
Yes, the stock thing. Leave the phone alone, man.
Listeners, these men are fighting over an iPhone.
No, he has. He screamed at the, and now he has it underneath his leg, which is not making matters better for him.
Well, has he got the, you know, the film that comes on the phone?
He's got it on, it's peeling off and bubbling.
That's not a screen protector, you know, bro.
I know it's not.
That's plastic.
I had a chance to buy one. Is that a problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Is that a problem with you, man?
Yeah. Yes. I think you had that phone for a year.
Don't worry about what I've done with the phone and what I've done with the phone, mate.
Anyway, yeah, so this brother, yeah, so cool. Tyson Fury's brother or whatever, his cousin, whoever. Obviously, he's stealing the girl now. He's gone on a date with her. And man's, the way man's talking to her is like, bare corny. Like, man's proper, like, oh, yeah, oh, like, babes, like... Like, literally, like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, I just think you're so beautiful. And, like, you get me? Like, even when I'm around you, I get kind of nervous.
What, the Tyson Fury brother?
Yeah! I'm like, you're lying!
I think he said...
Stop lying!
I think if three Beyoncés and a Cardi B walked and I wouldn't turn my head for them.
Okay, spitting bars.
I think that's what he said to her. I think that's what he said to the ting. And I was like, what are you talking about? Who are you lying to?
I said the three Beyoncés and a Cardi... What?
And a Cardi B.
She wasn't that nice. She was all right.
Who, the acting?
Yeah.
She's pretty.
She's okay.
She's pretty. She's all right.
All right, so... cool. I've been on social media and they're killing... All right, cool. Let me not go there. I'm in the social media. They're saying that like, in the first... Like, last episode, the black girl wasn't even there. Like, she wasn't present.
What is she?
There's no screen time.
They're killing the black girl, man. I think they're doing a disservice because she's not...
What's her name?
Yolanda.
Yolanda. It is racist, though. Because basically every year...
They're just putting two black people.
So first of all, so the theme is they put two black people in, one black guy and one black girl.
And never choose each other. And
then they always get chosen. Therefore, they never get chosen.
They never choose each other either.
They never choose each other and they never get chosen.
They should choose each other.
But honestly, they could put a better black...
Why not? Well, they're attracted to each other.
I'm not gonna say that because then that is just like.
But why? No. But what's the possibility of like you're in somewhere with like someone must be?
I just don't really think it's realistic to go on that show to look like black people to look for black people if they're going on that show personally.
No, definitely not. That's not what you're gonna.
If you're a black guy or a black girl looking for a black,
you might as well go on
a black person. But don't go on that.
But you know, but I'm sure they have like pre-production and they know who's going on the show and who's not going on the show.
No, they don't.
They don't. That's the first time they ever meet when they first.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe so anyway. Maybe they meet just before.
Yeah, I think.
Maybe, but then they would know that they don't want to fuck with that person. Or...
Yeah.
Actually, no. I think the guys meet, the girls meet, then they go in.
The guys meet, the girls meet,
and then they go in, and then they see the girls, and then the girls see the guys. You know what I mean? And then they kind of go.
It's mad brutal though, like, because obviously when you first get coupled up, like to the girls, if you fancy him, step forward. So you come down, you're just basically standing there, basically analysing you.
Did no one step forward for the black guy?
Did anyone step forward for the black girl?
No.
No, but no one, to go out, the girl hasn't
because step forward. Okay.
But then there's this lighty.
No, I was about to talk about.
Don't like black guys.
She likes white dons.
But she got paired with the black guy. And then apparently her face, I didn't see it, but apparently her face was just bare disgust.
Yeah, and then she left him for the white.
She's a white brother, yeah.
She's a prick.
No, I hear everyone's slating her on social media, saying that she's a basic lighty.
She's a dickhead, bro. She's
basic lighty that just.
But she, I'm not gonna lie, she's keeping the same energy because I think before I saw something on the
ground, on Insta, I saw something.
Yeah, where she wrote on her snap or on her Insta story.
Black guy talking to me. Anyway, that everyone's got their preferences, isn't it? But you don't have to just like you don't have to be rude.
Not that deep.
No, but in terms of you don't have to be rude about it and let everyone know about it on social media. Like, I don't like you because your color. Like, if I don't particularly like, if I'm not into white girls, I'm just gonna be like, I'm gonna do a post and say put a picture of a white girl and say, I don't like white girls because that's kind of mad. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, you don't need to.
You don't need to do that. It's uncalled for. So I can see why she's getting slated. Also on social, I saw like, I know it's kind of taken away from the topic, someone Love Island like doing blackface.
Same guy, one of the guys on there.
Yeah.
Like currently.
Currently, allegedly, doing blackface.
He dressed up as
Mr. T.
Mr. T, yeah, Mr. T. Yeah. I can't remember what's his name. I don't know if you saw it. The dude that I'm talking about like, from Love Island. I can't remember his name. I think it's a Scottish guy.
Okay, cool. Scottish but you done blackface?
Yeah, you done blackface.
Boy.
We'll see where it goes. You man are the Love Island correspondents now. I don't know it. How long is it on for?
I can't be a correspondent because I can't be that invested. It's on for like 8 weeks.
Oh, you man are definitely the correspondents then.
I can't stay committed to it and watch it. It's on every day.
You man are going to watch it.
Every Monday to Saturday. I think it's not on Sundays.
You know the timings. What times it come on?
Yeah, my friends told me.
What times it come on?
This is the first season I've ever watched.
What times it come on?
I don't know what time it comes on.
What channel?
I don't know. I watch on Catch Up.
Okay. I'm trying to catch up with that. I love that. Yeah. Are you going to go next year?
Nah, not me, man. Maybe you.
Nah, I'm alright.
Yeah?
What about you, Fabs? Would you ever be on Love Island?
Nah. Nah, it's not the show. I wouldn't go on that one. What do you got?
Well, Big Brother, though.
Big Brother?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'll fare well?
I think I'll win.
I think everyone will take the food. I think you get voted out on the first
day.
Explain yourselves. Show me you're working out.
They're going to be stealing bare food from the job.
he's been hiding bare food. In his bed.
I'm a ridiculous friend.
Hiding the iron.
Yeah, that might happen.
That's unbelievable. Hiding the iron. In the bedroom. Oh, my goodness.
Change the topic.
Nah, this is hilarious. Wait, so on day four, or Big Brother, what is your move? What's the move? You're there.
He picks up the iron again. Three changes to hide a place in the iron.
What is your move on day four, Big Brother?
Huh?
Step by step, what are you doing on Big Brother? Day four, yeah? This thing starts arguing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All starts arguing with you.
About what?
About you hiding the iron.
Yeah?
Yeah. What are you doing? What's the next move?
But that babe's like, you might keep making it run out of water, innit? Man, just trying.
Yeah, you're getting pointed out.
If you need me to iron your stuff, I'll gladly iron it for you.
Yeah.
But shh. Shh, don't worry about it. It's cool.
She's snaking you the next 10 minutes. She's just telling everyone that you got the iron.
Nah, it's cool, man. Me and her were getting along in that.
Anyway, this is ridiculous. To more pressing topics. So, Anthony Joshua.
Wow, man. Let's build this up, man. Because you see, the thing is, right, with this topic, man, with this thing, yeah, we have to say this is definitely the most shocking sports event to happen this year. Let's be real.
No, I think Liverpool's come back from Barcelona.
No, it wasn't as shocking as this.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know.
You didn't watch it live. Both of you didn't watch it live.
I woke up at five.
You watch it live, yeah?
I woke up at 5:45.
Bro, I'm telling you, it was so different because I think you woke up, but then you saw the result before you saw the fight.
Yeah.
We were watching it as it happened. It was the most shocking thing. I was pacing around the living room,
bro.
My heart was beating. I was shaking. I was. I don't know why all these things are happening because I don't really care like that. But it was just weird because it was
I was invested and
yo, is this happening? Like, it just didn't make sense. Nothing made sense. But how did you lot feel?
When
you're watching it, first two rounds,
I thought. Work, all right, cool. So he's
perfect.
He's just feeling out the fight.
First two rounds were calm.
First two rounds, he looked like he had a game plan, and it was okay. Keep him at reach. Use your reach. He's short. He has a short reach.
Mm-hmm.
If you get too close to him, you know he's got fast hands, so he might do you something in it.
So keep jabbing him
and trying to keep away from him. And cool, he was doing that well.
Then we got to round three.
Slugfest.
And he knocks him down.
Yeah.
And hits him down. Uppercut. Punches him in the face again.
Gets up straight away. Shakes it off.
Comes back at him again. Joshua's like, right, okay, cool. Then he hits him with another strong right hand. Then after that, they're still scrapping. And then he literally hits him one on the top of the head.
I think he hit him with something. Joshua's left leg started shaking.
Yeah, yeah.
He saw the leg start shaking. Oh, it might have been the
it was from the hit on the head.
Yeah, it might have been that.
The hit on the head, and then he's like, whoa.
Yeah, he's like, whoa.
And then he went down.
Yeah.
Obviously, he put up a good fight he tried to put up a good fight.
No, because he got knocked down again.
No, but in the seventh round, he got knocked down.
No, in the third round, he got knocked down again.
Yeah, no, and the third round, he got knocked down.
He got knocked down twice in the third round.
Then he went on, and then he went down to the seventh round, and then he got knocked out. Technical decision. But it was mad, because when I was watching it, I'm not going to lie to you, like, I felt exactly the same. So I was, like, my heart was in my chest, but I was tearing up, I'm not going to lie to you.
Why were you tearing up? You, man, are mad invested in Anthony Joshua.
I'm mad invested. I'm not going to lie.
Bro, I'm mad invested. So No one had it down
for him to lose.
I was with Sim and that.
He could have made crazy money, man. Sim,
literally, when it was happening, he weren't looking at TV. Eyes closed. Eyes over his hands. This is how deep it was. Everyone in the living room was just in shock. No one could believe what we were seeing. Like, it was just mad.
Serious.
it's not even that man like proper, because me, I don't know a lot about boxing. I know a bit, and like even before the fight, when we were sitting around waiting for it to come on, we were all talking, and then we were like, yo, what do you think of Ruiz? Like, what, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I've been watching the build up, and he's got fast hands. He seems like he's got quite a lot of power. He looks pretty decent. Like, he looks like he's a decent fighter.
Mm.
Like, he, you know what I mean? I don't think he's going to win, but I think he's a decent fighter. Jerry was there. Yeah, and Jerry was like, Ruiz going to win. Ruiz going to win, yeah? And I was like, why are you hating, bro? Like, stop it. Chill out. Like, why are you bringing this energy, yeah? It was 250 to fucking one for him to win.
Exactly. It was mad odds.
It was 250 to one. Imagine
slapping a bill on that.
Mad. It would have been mad. And I can't remember who it was, but someone was going to put it down, but they didn't end up doing it. But put like a pound down or something like that. And I was like, I don't know why they didn't do that, but they were going to put a pound down on each round, didn't it? And I was like, I don't know why they didn't do that. But yeah, like it was just mad. Like literally everyone was like before, like, yeah, AJ's going to win. Cool, calm. Even Sib was like, I was like, yeah, Ruiz has got fast hands. He was like, but like, fast to who though? Like, fast to who? He's like, I've got fast hands. I was like, all right. But like, yeah.
Classic Sib.
But like, literally, like, it was really shocking. Like, I think you would have been as shocked if you were watching it live.
Yeah, no, I could imagine how it was shocking live, but like, waking up to it, I was shocked. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Like, I personally went to sleep. I was thinking, like, I was falling asleep. I was like, all right, cool. I'm kind of, I was coming back from my brother's barbecue. So I was tipsy, innit?
Mm.
So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to make it to the fight. Let me go sleep anyway. Cause I know, you know what? It's going to be a quick win. AJ's going to knock him out in the second round. Woke up 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why. What reason? My phone was silent.
And you were just like,
yeah. I was like, let me check. Now look at the group chat. I looked at it, I was like, and I saw like a picture of AJ down on the floor.
Mess.
I was like, what is going on here? I was like, I even went back to sleep for an hour just thinking, yeah, I might be dreaming or bugging or something.
So, absolutely good. I thought the same, like, literally, I fell asleep.
I thought it went real. I went to sleep. And I was like, what is this?
And worked the next day, and the whole day, I was like, wait, did that happen? I even saw Rax going Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
And, like, Rax saw me, yeah, and I was just like, literally walking back to my bus, and I was, like, just looking down, like, and I was like, what? And then Rax was like, yo, and I was like, yo, do you see me right now? And I was like, yo, do you see how I look right now?
I was like, it's a mess. It's a mess.
It's so mess. The aura was mess, bro. The energy in the scene.
It was a mess. But props to Luis. If you watched the whole fight,
I watched the whole fight three times.
I watched it three times.
I think
when he's boxing, he kept on
going for him. Yeah,
he kept on going forward.
And I think he kept wiping his face and going.
He kept on going. So Luis, shout out, props on it. But AJ's come for the belts again. Don't worry about that.
But Ruiz said, Ruiz said he wants 50 mil for the next fight.
No, I think it's 40. Oh yeah, 50.
Yeah, whatever he wants. It's that's a ridiculous amount.
And in London. If it's
going to happen, it's going to happen in London.
I think it should be in London, only because it was just in America.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense for it to be in London. Like, why not?
But Ruiz, to be fair, depending on what clause they have, Ruiz holds kind of a lot of the cards. I was watching some of the interviews, and I think maybe Dillian Whyte could be made mandatory if he beats, because they're appealing. He's appealing some decision.
Okay.
So he could, if he beats this guy, they might be fighting for mandatory.
Right.
So he's even going to be if he wins the decision, he's even going to be mandatory for that belt,
mm-hmm.
or mandatory for Wilder's belt.
Okay, cool.
I thought I'm probably making more
mandatory. Wilder for him, Wilder's.
AJ is still one of the biggest boxers. I think
I think Chisora will beat Wilder.
Who? Chisora. Yeah. Again.
They're fighting.
Oh, Wilder.
Yeah. Chisora, Wilder.
They're not fighting. Chisora's not fighting Wilder.
No, Chisora, sorry. White. Thing.
Ortiz. Chisora. Del Boy.
They look the same.
You're moving mad.
Chisora. The same height, isn't it?
Ortiz is like some Cuban guy. Ah, he's your man. He's your people, then. He's Cuban.
Relax, man.
Just
move on. Listen,
why do your people, them? Why do your people, them, like, change their age? Because, like, this brother's saying he's 40-something when he's...
Chisora?
Ortiz. He's 50 cent. You can't get the names right.
Nah,
yeah. Get your Cuban people's names right.
I don't know why they seem similar to me. But anyway, Ortiz, yeah. Ortiz, I think Ortiz will beat Wilder. Because he almost did.
Yeah, but he's old. He didn't have the engine to kind of back up the punch that he hurt Wilder with. And before, number one, the bell kind of stopped him from bracking up Wilder. He didn't really have the energy to go for Wilder, number two. And then before the next round, when Wilder was kind of dazed, I think the referee sent Wilder back to the corner so he can regain his composure.
Yeah.
So it kind of saved him that way. So I don't think Ortiz has it in him. I think this is the last payday.
He's looking for
and he's done. And I think, anyway, we moved on from the AJ fight real quick. You don't hurt. I think Wilder AJ fight will happen towards the end of next year.
This year.
Wilder AJ.
Wilder
ahead of ourselves, man. Again, you can't get ahead of ourselves because he ain't faced Ruiz yet for the rematch. When that happens, then we'll know.
He's gonna beat Ruiz. Emphatically.
I don't think
his team is strong, bro. I think he will.
But I don't want to. Because the problem is, I just think, because what do you think was wrong with him? Like, he didn't look normal going into the ring. He didn't look normal. He didn't. The way he was acting before the fight, he just looked like he didn't want to be there. It looked like he just thought it was going to be a breeze.
Did you man hear that?
Very nonchalant.
I heard so many things.
Did you hear that he got knocked out?
All of those concussion. He got knocked out and had a concussion.
And then he had a concussion. Then went into the fight. And then I think he had a...
But why is he sparring?
Someone said a panic attack. And then
there's too many different stories.
They're like variables.
Well, yeah. Why is he sparring someone a day before his big fight? I don't believe that.
Well, it's training, isn't
it? Yeah, but you're not gonna be sparring someone to the point where you're a full-blown fight.
They said it was a day before.
They did. Yeah. So why would he be sparring someone a day before your fight? You're not gonna be sparring anyone before
you wouldn't do that.
You're mentally preparing yourself for the fight. You're training.
I just think there was something wrong with him, mentally. Like there was just something it seemed like he didn't want to be there. He didn't care. I don't know. I watched Chisora was having an interview with someone and he was and he was he was saying that, sometimes when you walk in as a fighter, when you walk in the ring, sometimes you just know and it's not your day. Like you just walk in there and you kind of feel it. Like, oh, it's not gonna be my day today. And you just feel it. So maybe it was like that. I don't know. But he was just moving weird the whole.
Why were they massaging his neck at the beginning? His eyes were looking kind of weird.
Yeah, he was just moving.
He kept pushing that out.
Yeah, but I think that was due to nervous. You're at Madison Square Garden. I know he's used to being home turf, innit? He's never been away from home.
Right.
He's not used
maybe
to
that
being,
is it as well.
Like he's used to being either London or in Cardiff. He's not used to being away from home.
Yeah.
So when these big events come, it kind of makes you or breaks you, innit? So it's happened now and it seems like it's happened. He lost and now he wants to come back to London. Obviously on home turf, I think he'll win emphatically and probably knock Ruiz out. I'm not saying what round, but I think he'll knock Ruiz out. I think if he goes to America again, he might have some trouble.
I don't think he can go to America.
I think
he'll be in London.
I think him splitting up his training camp probably maybe affected him as well. And him doing so much press. He did a lot of press. And fair enough, you've got to kind of show the American audience who you are and sell the fight. Because obviously no one knows who you are over there. Over here, it's easy. You don't have to do that much press. Because everyone knows him and everyone's just going to buy a ticket based off of his AJ. But... yeah, he had to do so much, but I feel like that probably affected him too.
It fucked his image up in America, by the way, I think. AJ's image. Yeah. I think it's done a lot. I think it's done some damage. Americans didn't think AJ is the real deal as it is.
A lot of them did.
They didn't think he's the real deal.
No, but a lot of them didn't. But a lot of them don't think Wilder is either. A lot of them think AJ is.
No, they,
and then a lot of them don't think
more so than Wilder.
I know. I think no. I think they think Wilder's more of the real deal than AJ is currently now. They think, at the moment, based on the last few weeks. Our opinion, not mine, you man's opinion is based off a British fighter. You man are rooting for him.
Are you rooting for Wilder or San?
I'm not rooting for. I'm giving an unbiased opinion.
I'm not the biggest AJ fan.
I'm giving an unbiased opinion.
Personally, I don't base off of that.
I think AJ's fan base, cool. It's lovely and amazing here. America see him in a different light. They see Wilder as the big boy. I don't think they do.
Wilder's not loved over there like that.
He ain't. Nah, he's not as well.
He's seen as a credible fighter.
No, over the past couple of weeks, their opinion might have changed of that just because of how Wilder knocked out Brazil the other day. And then AJ's fight was a couple weeks later and he lost. Okay. So based off that, they might think that before that, I don't.
This is why AJ was doing a crazy press run. He knew
that's why Wilder don't get paydays like AJ.
No, because AJ has all the belts. If Wilder had all the belts, he would get the payday.
No. I don't think it's not because of that. Because AJ's loved, yeah, and he's actually a good fighter. He's actually better than Wilder. I think he would beat
Wilder. As a boxer, he's a better fighter.
I think he would beat Wilder, yeah? Because he's got power and he's a better boxer. So, cool, yeah. But with AJ, he gets the paydays. Cool, he's got all the gloves. But even before then, he was still selling... Did I say gloves?
Yeah.
He's got all the belts. Jesus Christ. He's got all the stones. he had all the stones. Yeah, but even before that, he was selling like the O2 and stuff like that. Before
he got all the belts. You're basing it on UK, as I said.
No, but what I'm trying to say to you is, if we're just talking about your home country, Wilder is not loved in America at all, like how AJ is loved here.
I'm not saying based on home versus home. I'm just saying AJ is not seen in America as the star-studded guy as we see him. I'm saying this to you.
No, he's not. He's not, which is why he went over there.
Rex, you're going back on what you just said.
I don't think in America they see him like they see him as like, oh, a big star has we seen here.
Yeah, but
he's not looks at it like that.
From a boxing perspective, I think they still see Wilder as the guy.
And over the past couple of weeks, maybe yes, but before then,
before AJ fought, they still didn't really fuck with Wilder like that.
Like they didn't fuck with Wilder like that. Like if we're basing this off of like proper like Mayweather wasn't really loved, didn't it? But he had enough pull because like he was making a lot of money. He was making a lot of money, so enough people loved him. But people don't love Wilder like that out at all in America. He might be more loved, like people might see him as the better fighter over AJ now in America.
You men are saying basing things on love. I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about perspective on boxing. They perceive Wilder as he's a better boxer, a better heavyweight than AJ.
That's what I'm saying. I'm basically saying the same thing as you. Like they think he's a better boxer now based off of only because of the last couple of weeks. But before then, it wouldn't have been that. Only because the way he dealt with Brazil the other day, and the way AJ dealt with Ruiz,
look at him a bit different.
That's the only reason. Like Wilder's not love like that over there at all.
You keep saying this love word. It's nothing about love.
It is about love.
It's about perception in terms of love boxing.
And good boxing.
But you're talking about the perception of them as a boxer, right?
As a boxer, yes, it's not. Yeah.
I still think AJ was better.
People love AJ because he's a good boxer
in America. I'm talking in general.
Even in America, people probably don't know AJ that much in America. Because he's from here, yeah? Boxing fans would know, but in general, people don't really know him, yeah? So then he goes over there to sort of do the press, all of that, to get himself out there, yeah?
To show them he's the real deal. And then he gets knocked out by Ruiz. It proves these man right that's like, okay, he's not what he's talking about.
He's talking about the
Americans. The American people and boxing fans.
I just think it's not that many people.
In America.
I don't think it's that many people. Maybe the casual fan over there.
Yeah, maybe the casual fan. I don't think the real boxing fan think that.
But like, yeah. But over here, obviously, there is more of like a sense of like just repping. Me personally, I don't rep it. I don't rep Joshua because of that. I think he is actually one of the better fighters. Out of the three, he's the second best. So Fury's the best, and then it would be Joshua, and then it would be Wilder. 100%. So... So
I don't even think Wilder's third, you know.
He's better than Wilder.
I think White would be him.
Ooh. I you know what, yeah, I don't disagree with that still.
I think White would be
that's
him.
Not too much of a hot take. So
that'll be a mad. I'd love to see that fight.
It would be a slugfest.
Love to see that fight.
It would be a slugfest. I think White would beat him though.
You think White would beat AJ
AJ will beat him every day for 10 days straight.
Wilder's been fighting binmen and cab drivers.
No, Wilder's
been fighting binmen.
Wilder's chin is terrible. The way that Ortiz hit him, if White hit him, he's down. Tyson Fury don't box like that. He just jabs you in the face. AJ hit him, he's down. So it's just like, Wilder's got that crazy bang. And then that's about it, unpredictable. And he's got the same kind of height and reach
as AJ. It just AJ. Comes though. Like, you so know, I don't know where it's coming though. It's the same thing every
it's out of nowhere sometimes. It's out of nowhere.
Yeah, but like, this brother's had 40 fights. Virtually in every fight, he's used that bang, yeah?
And it worked.
It's abrupt.
It's worked. Yeah. It's worked, right? But the thing is, and obviously I'm not a boxer, I've not been in a ring with him, but you must know, like, you're looking for certain punches that people throw. Like, everyone kind of throws similar punches. So you'll do your due diligence and be like, okay, cool. He throws these type of punches. I need to be aware of that.
But you can't constantly be aware of that when you're getting your brain jabbed in.
Even fucking AJ had time to do it when he was getting fucking his brain was getting jabbed in. When he was sitting, when he was in the corner. And he was talking to his trainer.
He was confused.
He was like, complex. His trainer was like, you got to keep hitting him with, you got
to
hit him with the one,
AJ,
two,
whatever.
He's hit you with this.
AJ,
He hit you with this, hit you with that. And he's like, no, wait. So now he's trying to get you with whatever, blah, blah, blah. And AJ, straight back, he said, what punch was it? What punch did he hit me with?
But normal box.
So he knew, what I need to try and avoid counter. You see what I'm saying?
Boxers don't, that's a weird question to ask.
That's why I think it's weird.
That's a weird question for a heavyweight champion. A heavyweight champion.
AJ's never been in that position as well. It's a mad question.
What punch did he hit me with? How do I avoid
that? That's not really weird. Why is that weird?
Because normally, they're in the corner trying to focus and try to get themselves ready for the next round. Let their team just say, okay,
but AJ's never been in that position before. That's what's mad.
He's asking because you saw it. I didn't see it. You saw it. Tell me what you saw. I know now. I know what punch he hit me with, so I can. Even if it wasn't, because maybe I'm looking at maybe I'm looking at it wrong. Maybe he weren't asking it for him to go in the fight and be like, oh, so I know what's coming. Maybe he was just asking, what punch did he hit me with? Because I don't know where he hit me.
That's a weird question.
I think it's a weird question.
Why is that weird?
His brain is like a smoothie at that point. Like,
he wants to know.
He hit him at round three and his head was gone. His head was gone.
He even wants to know where the punch is coming from or do you see what I'm saying? Or he just wants to know because he just wants to know.
He ain't doing no boxing analysis at that point.
No, but he wants to know. So now when he goes back in, when that bell rings again, he knows, okay, cool, I need to look out for this. I need to be able to dodge that. That's not a bad question to ask. I don't know what you're saying. If you're watching if you're watching me fight, yeah, and then I come back in the corner, you can tell me what I'm doing wrong or what he's doing that I need to dodge. So I can just tell you, he's throwing this punch. You need to try and avoid that. Because even if you told me the other way around, it's the same thing. If I ask you or you tell me, it's not bad. Because if I'm the fighter and then you're the trainer and then I sit down and then you're like, yeah, no, he's throwing this punch, you need to watch that. It's not bad then, is it?
No, if I'm sitting down.
So it's the same thing though.
I've never heard a boxer say that.
You just never, okay, cool. You never heard him say that, but doesn't mean that, you know what I mean?
I've never heard a boxer say that.
It doesn't mean that it's that bad though. But anyway, man, what do you not think? Last thing though, on this, the decision at the end.
Yeah, he should have stopped.
Yeah,
you should have stopped.
Yeah. Nah, I don't think he should have stopped.
My guy's arms are on the side of the ropes. He is done.
Nah, he wasn't. He put his hands up and then he said,
yeah.
I'm ready to go.
The ref said,
he should have never called that.
And then the ref went, no.
I think it was a right call.
Nah, man.
I
think it was mad because he got knocked down hella times.
He got knocked down
four times in that.
He was alright.
As a ref, you need to think about the fight itself. Like, his mental. I watched Sky Sports. Honest to God, I watched a Sky Sports interview of a guy trying to give analysis of an AJ fight. He fought the same night. this guy was slurring his words completely. They had the ref had to stop his fight because he was just. Because this brother, no, like, it's not even funny because these niggas were getting their brains pounded in. Like, he was slurring his words, and his one eyeball was looking that way, the other eyeball was looking the other way. He was finished. So, like,
he's a boxer.
And this is what I'm saying. So, like, they have, like, you have to think about the long term health of this person.
Right. No, that's right. I do see it like that.
Muhammad Ali got Parkinson's because of boxing. You need to think about, like, as a boxer, your span in terms of your mental health, it's not going to be great after.
I don't understand that, but age again, you know that. I'm ready to go, man.
Nah, man. He was on the floor 4 times.
That's what I'm saying. He got put down so many times. It was hard to watch, man. It was hard to watch. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I watched it three times.
Sixth and seventh round. I'm gonna watch it again later. The sixth and seventh round. Yeah, I think he just was like. Definitely in the seventh, he was just like, I need to knock this guy out, bruv. So he got close and was trying to scrap with him.
You should have scrapped with him in the third round, though. As I said, round, you should have scrapped with him.
As I said to you,
I understand why he did it.
Obviously, he knocked him down. He was trying to go for the kill, bruv. Yeah. You got to remember, like, bruv, you got to play a smart game, man.
As I said,
and plus, Luis is coming forward at all times. All the time. Never took a step back. Bro, you got to send it.
As I said to you, man, like, I think the first knockdown, like,
I think Luis was catching him as well in the third. I was catching him a couple of times.
Yeah,
he caught him another time.
Every single punch connected. Every single one. Usually, like, when you see Dylan White fight, and he starts swinging wildly, like a madman, it's just wild, isn't it? Yeah. Like, some of them don't even really hit like that.
Mm-mm-mm.
My guy connected every... I was watching, like... Bro, like, every single one licked a man's headpiece. Like, I was like, how is this man so accurate with his punches like that?
It's mad, though. And he got knocked down as well.
Yeah, man, he shook it off.
It's mad. This Mexican playing.
Yeah, come.
He came there to show that, like, Mexicans ain't playing with that.
Well, I think, yeah, well, he just wants the big payday. AJ will knock him out. AJ will take the title back. And then we'll have, after the Dylan White, not Dylan White, after the... Wilder Fury fight, we'll have the...
AJ loses? What happens?
AJ's done for, man.
He's a bin man.
He's not a bin man.
I don't want to think
I'm just going to say he's done for. Like, I think everyone steps away from him. I think his best route to come back into the sport, if he loses, I think...
I think
he has to fight Dylan White again, and he's going to beat Dylan White.
Yeah, he's just got
to... That's worst case scenario. He has to fight Dylan White again. I think Dylan will have a belt by then. You have one of the belts, I think.
I just think, like, AJ is young, and also he came up, like, quickly. Like, he came up through the thing quickly, quicker than them other brothers who have been, like, fighting binmen and cab drivers, as I said before. Fury and Wilder have been fighting binmen and cab drivers for the longest time.
No, Fury...
Now they want to fight some serious people. Now they want to do it, just because they've seen AJ... take on a couple serious people.
But you can only fight the people that are in front of you, man. To be fair.
Nah, man. You can fight some decent people.
Fury's been... I was watching...
But Fury's taking some... I'm not going to say Fury.
He's taking Klitschko. Only Klitschko. But I've seen... Like, I watched... Was it IPL? I watched that one of Dylan White's interviews again. He said, if they get the diamond belt, the WBO diamond belt... up for grabs, he'll fight Tyson Fury, and Tyson Fury like back down from it. So initially, they both agreed. They both said in the public, Fury said, "If you can get the diamond belt up and agreed, I'll fight you for the belt." And then Dylan said he'll agree, and then Tyson kind of backed away from it.
Mm.
So I think Tyson again, he chooses his fights.
Yeah,
he picks it very carefully.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's gonna go back to Wilder because he knew he beat him in the first time, so I think he's gonna jab his face off, beat Wilder again, and then
I definitely think he beats Wilder this time. Like, yeah, I don't know where this next fight is gonna be. I assume it's gonna be in America though, because that's where
Tyson Fury signed his theory.
So I think it's definitely gonna be there. But I definitely think he beats Wilder. He beat Wilder last time. Yeah, but, I mean. Yeah, but yeah, definitely this time, 100%.
We become a boxing podcast, I love it. Bless you.
Oi!
Bless you.
Opa!
Right. gonna talk about music?
Oh, or... I don't know. You know, should we talk about music? What music come out?
Skeppy. You can. Yeah, Skeppy came out. Your favorite Mos Stacks out tomorrow. Krypton Conan are teasing something for the summer.
For the summer, summer here. Summer vibes.
Okay, we're not going to talk about music, are we? Because you're doing nonsense.
If you listen to Skepta's album, go listen to that.
Yeah, Skepta's album's great.
That's the review.
Yeah,
no, it's a good album.
Cool, we're going to talk about it. It's, like, in terms of his albums, if I'm going to stack his albums against albums, I still think Blacklisted is better than this album.
Jeez, Blacklisted is a cold album.
Yeah, though. Blacklisted.
Blacklisted is still better than this album. I listened to Blacklisted again today. I had to do a comparison. Yeah, Blacklisted is.
I might have to do that as well.
Blacklisted is very good.
Do you not think Pretty Women are funny? Sorry.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, we're switching from music.
No, I just had a random thought. Let me ask again right now because I'm going to forget.
When you're attracted to someone, you tend to think they're a bit funnier.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So are women actually funny, or is it just because we think they're pretty? Have you ever laughed at a girl's joke like way too hard, like for no reason?
No.
Hey! Yo, bro, that was mad, babes. Jokes, you know, babes, you know.
Is it on purpose, though? Is it on purpose?
Yeah, I think it's forced.
Shit.
I think it's forced. More forced. When I think about it, I feel like that's dead.
Oh, shit. If you ever see me laughing too much in a club, I'm lying. It's not real.
I try.
If I'm like this.
Shit. What, why are you trying to tell you?
Yeah. If I'm doing... Yeah, no, that ain't real. That's all a facade.
Nah, it's definitely forced. I've definitely forced that a couple of times as well.
Why is that though? Like, why do we do that?
I don't know.
You want them to feel good. Well, that's very much.
Yeah, like it's actually true though.
Yeah,
if you laugh as well, if you laugh, and someone sees you making
it
laugh,
it shows the interest, doesn't it?
Yeah, it shows interest.
So like,
it makes them feel good. And then giving you some pleasure.
But do we work like that? We don't work like that.
Yeah, we do.
I've heard
chicks laugh at me and I'm like,
man's funny, innit?
That was dead.
So I don't think you like me because I'm funny, innit?
No. So, sometimes I'm not funny. And
man's
and
funny.
There's bare kiki and I'm like, what's going on?
You're
here?
You're a funny guy, bro.
Yeah.
I'm
not.
Rex,
ain't no
kind of funny.
I ain't no Chris Tucker.
So, it's kind of funny-ish. Get me.
Oh, have you said that 3 times? Have you said that 3 times?
I'm trying to get a reaction.
Yeah.
You don't get a reaction on me, man.
No. But like, yeah, man. I don't think that. I don't think it from that.
Do you think humor gets females?
Yeah, of course.
Oh yeah, funny gets funny.
Funny gets funny.
Yeah,
that's the new slogan.
Funny gets funny. Yeah, 100%, man.
You gonna put that in a t-shirt?
No. I think it's already a t-shirt.
Well, funny gets funny.
Part life.
What? Okay. Now we're here. Now we're here. Now we've landed here. All right. So, guys, part life.
Exactly.
We getting a review?
We're going to get a review. Of course, we're going to get a review next week, though.
Yeah, next week.
Because it's this weekend. We're going to be a part life.
What's the plan? What's the plan of action?
What do you mean?
Like,
I might be giving out likes.
You guys giving up going to clubs?
I might be giving out likes.
What are you guys doing?
Fabs might be giving out likes.
What the hearts?
Yeah.
Are you going to double tap?
No, I'm not going to double
tap. If you're giving them 2 hearts, does it mean double tap?
That's a 2 hearts. You don't get 2 hearts on gram.
Can you take your heart back?
You have to double tap to get the 2 hearts, right? The hearts, sorry.
You're right, maybe I'll double tap.
Can you take your heart back?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course you can. So give me that. Give me that.
Oh, of course you
can. So, fams, you're going to be going around clubs in Manchester.
We're going to be, yeah, so we're going to go out definitely Friday. Saturday is to be confirmed. To be confirmed. And then, yeah, man. And then Part Life, obviously, for the whole weekend, man.
Who's the big actor at Part Life?
Cardi
just dropped out, man.
Which is a bit of an iron.
Because she had a fucking boob job.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it's her beam job, bruv. Is she alright? Like, why would you? Like, why?
Did they give her the bag and they just tell her she just cut?
They give the obviously they give her a deposit. Yeah, they give her.
That's if she got the beam job with a deposit and then just decided not to come. Basically,
yeah. But I think, look, you know what? Because in their post, they said that she's been dropping out of things the whole of May.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but obviously they didn't know which she was going to drop out or not. And then she just, then basically they confirmed that she's dropping out.
But she just did thing last week.
Yeah, I don't
know. She did Summer Jam.
I don't know. Bullshit, innit?
Yeah, it's bullshit. She did Summer Jam.
Pagan, man.
She did Summer Jam last week.
Proper bullshit.
Like last weekend. Anyway. So
You got Solange is there.
Amazing.
Migos is going to be there.
Dave, AJ Tracy.
Amazing, streets, amazing.
Disclosure, Major Lazer. Nas, Chasing Status.
Nas is doing the rounds, isn't
Yeah, what did you say? Dave, AJ Tracy, Young Bane, Neo, Octavian.
Definitely touch that stage.
There's bare people.
Fredo's there.
There's so many people.
Pusha's T's there.
Yeah, Trina's just sitting there.
When's Pusha's T? What day?
That's on the
Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Because I was going to go to a festival in North London. I forgot what it's called. It's Meridian.
Oh, Steph's going to be there as well.
Yeah, Steph's there.
Hey, Burner must be dead.
Maybe.
Which, that will be sick because Dave's there.
Location, 100%. Yeah, you might not gonna have vibes. Can you stop singing to our listeners? Can you stop it?
J5.
Cool. So, you might not gonna enjoy Part Life.
Yeah.
What are you gonna be doing?
I'm going to contemplate going to this festival on Saturday where Pusha and Georgia are.
Where's that?
I don't know.
Kane's walking there. You got tickets thing,
no? I can book it tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But Skeppy's there tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be a show.
But obviously, yeah, actually, I'm working from home tomorrow, so I don't know if I can venture off over there. Saturday, I might go to that one. Unfortunately, I ain't got nowhere to go. Janae and Erica with.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, man. So, I think I'm just going to be chilling, man, unfortunately.
Well, when you, man, hear this, we'll probably be, like...
But you'll be
day,
back.
Second day Part Life. No, we'll still be up there.
In pain.
Second day Part Life. Yeah, in pain. And probably waking our way back the next following day or something. Back to London.
Do you, man, get ill after festivals? Because I remember when we went wireless, I got sick. Like, time ago, I got sick.
You know, went wireless, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sick.
Yeah, when Jay was there.
Oh, this time ago?
Yeah, it was like...
A while ago, man.
Like 10 years ago, almost.
Probably.
Wireless is like Carnival.
What?
Wireless is like Carnival.
Yeah, I was drawing bagels back then.
I need to go.
Yeah, so
like every time I want to go, the lineup ain't great.
It's different though now because there's a lot of kids there.
Yeah, it's
now.
Weird. Yeah,
there's a lot of kids. The dynamics.
No, but you only say that because you're older now. It's the only reason you're saying that. It's
you're older
not
too.
Even the same. I know exactly how old I am. Do you know? Listen, like I. No, but I'm just saying because when you went, what, you're like 24 yeah. maybe.
24. Younger than that.
Fam. I think we're 19, 20.
You don't went then.
Yeah,
oh, young.
So okay. So then, what the hell are you lot talking about then?
I'm not complaining. I'm not saying. What do you mean? I'm talking to them.
No,
sorry,
I'm saying that,
you're saying you lot, but it's just him.
It's going to be. It's different though. A lot of the people that go there now are much. Well, they're young, much more so, younger than us. Basically.
What I'm saying is that it hasn't changed. It's just you got older.
You got older, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Basically, yeah.
So. Yeah, yeah, you ain't changed. So
man's still old.
Yeah, man's not old. So.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. You men are battling by age. I think wireless this year would be good to go to.
Next year we're going to Oh Man Festival, by the way.
Oh Man Amsterdam, yes. Yeah, I was trying to go this year.
We need to book that, but I'm just gonna keep planting it in my head. So when tickets come out, we just get them.
Oh Man looks sick. Meek.
They come out in February.
Yeah.
But then they sell out in like a day.
Oh Man, there's still tickets now.
Yeah, I know, but that's for like one day. And I'm not going now because
I would go.
I'm not gonna be no.
I'll go, but there's no accommodation.
There'll be no accommodation.
Yes, I'll be sleeping in a wheel calf. To be burning it with
by
my suitcase
by the river, but
where does to see Meek? Yeah, man, he's there uptown vibes.
Oh my dear,
in Amsterdam. Coming with the Spanish done.
Yeah, man, we're going DR next year. Yeah,
I don't mind.
Yeah, I should be going. DR's a different kind of story.
That's a different state of affairs.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it is definitely
a beautiful place, so I think we should
definitely
plan that.
It,
we're not all going on holiday this year, so we can definitely do something next year, like you know what I mean? Planet.
What's what's in Dior?
Bernice Burgos.
Bernice?
Dominican Republic, no?
No, I think she's from somewhere else.
Is she?
Yeah.
I thought she's from the Dominican, no?
She looks like it.
No, I think she's Dominican, bro.
Might be. But like, it's a beautiful island, beautiful place, beautiful food. You get me? Loads of shit to do.
Things are looking for any colored chicks. That's what you men are looking for.
I'm not doing that.
Nah, not me.
Not me, man.
You, man, are looking for henny colored chicks.
Not me.
You, man. Wow.
Not me, man. Maybe you.
Probably.
Maybe you, man.
Most definitely you.
Nah, yeah, man. Kit Kat. Anyway.
Anyway, wow, man. People, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
This has been the Spare Change Podcast. Thank you for listening. As I say, man, all the listeners, man, thank you for listening. Hopefully you've enjoyed all the new listeners. Hopefully
thank you
for
listening.
Enjoyed this, especially.
I don't think you're listening.
Yeah. Hopefully you've enjoyed. We'll be back next week with more juice and sauce.
And a part of that review.
And yeah, man. Peace.
Peace.
Take care.
Bye.
See you later. Have a good one.